Last Saturday, my mom and I threw a bridal shower for a friend of mine. She is in her late 30s and has never been married, and many people came to wish her well and bring her gifts. It was a beautiful turnout of a lot of wonderful ladies. Near the end of the shower, an older lady from our church had come and brought her a gift. And I wondered what the connection was between the older lady and my friend, because I did not know that they knew each other well. And the lady began to speak. She said to my friend, "Many years ago, I saw you as a grade school student getting out of your car at the school when my children were in school also. I do not know why, but at that moment, the Lord spoke to my heart very clearly and said, 'I want you to pray for that girl.' Everyone at the shower was very still and quiet as we listened to this story with great interest. And the woman teared up and she said, 'I have prayed for you faithfully for all of these years. I did not even know why God wanted me to pray for you, but I have faithfully prayed for you for all of these years.' It was a sacred moment that made the entire bridal shower beautiful, sweet, holy. There were tears in many of our eyes, and I thought to myself, there is nothing that compares to that. There is nothing that compares to someone faithfully praying for you that you don't even know they're praying for you all of these years because they listened to the Holy Spirit when He nudged them to pray for you. It's better than any gift you can give at a party. It's better than anything you can do for someone. And I was humbled and amazed yet again what it is to be part of the body of Christ. It's so hard sometimes to put your finger on verbally why you love church, why you love being a Christian. And that moment to me encapsulated everything about what I love, about the way that God put us in a church with fellow believers, because He speaks to us about each other. And He says, pray for that person, encourage that person. And we have a community led by the Holy Spirit that is there for one another for years and decades. And we may not even know. Ladies, you may not even know that there's someone that God told to pray for you 10, 20 years ago. Someone you really don't even know in your church. Maybe a godly neighbor. A relative, and they've been praying for you, and you say, "No, nobody's praying for me." You don't know. That's the beauty of the Christian life. That's the beauty of being surrendered to the Holy Spirit. I'll never forget that moment, and I want to be that person. I want to be the person that can hear the Holy Spirit's nudging, saying, "Pray for that person." I want to be that faithful lady who never stops praying. This week, ladies, let's slow down enough to make sure that we are quiet enough to hear the leadings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's how He directs us to be there for other Christians. And also know if you're having a hard week, they're very well. May be someone that God has led to pray for you that you don't even realize. You'll know someday, but you don't know now. I'm praying for you, friends. I love you. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week.